latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are Monday's Newcastle United headlines, and coming up we've got some transfer speculation, but we'll start with the thoughts of Carl Darlow, and he feels there are reasons to be positive about Newcastle's 2-1 loss to Nottingham Forest on a Friday night, because he feels that Newcastle showed a steel and determination that was lacking last season during that loss. Well, despite going down to 9 men before the interval in controversial fashion, Newcastle held resolute until they conceded a second goal just 4 minutes from time to miss out on a share of the spoils. And this is what Darlow has had to say: there's a steel and determination about us away from home, when where we've been solid and worked hard when we've needed to. We've got good victories away from home that we might not have done last season. I know it's a different league, but it's still tough to hold on when they're throwing in throw-ins and corners at you. So to show the desire and determination with 9 men going right to the death of the game was something positive to take from it. But unfortunately, we've lost. The dressing room is different to last season, though, and there is character there. So Carl Darlow seeing reasons for optimism at Newcastle United despite that loss to Nottingham Forest over the weekend. And indeed, Newcastle remain at the top of the Championship table because Brighton failed to beat Cardiff. Newcastle are still 6 points clear of third-placed Reading as well. Well, now on to the transfer talk, and Newcastle may face a battle to keep hold of Aleksandar Mitrovic in the January transfer window. That's because Premier League duo Crystal Palace and West Ham have both been credited with an interest in the striker, although, of course, Newcastle are under no pressure to sell. They may have to fend off some interest in Mitrovic, though, when the winter transfer window opens.